Welcome to the News Cycle. I'm Stella Mays, and I'll be your host for today. It's Monday, May 17th. In the beginning of the pandemic, community members as well as students struggled to connect with the outside world while stuck inside. However, in the recent months, as the community has learned to adapt, students have found new and safe activities to fill their time with. Davis High Clubs used to be an example of an extracurricular activity for students to participate in as an escape from schoolwork. But in recovery from the pandemic, the return to normal schedules and activities for clubs hasn't occurred without its challenges. AEC Nee has the story.
Since school went online last March, many school clubs have been struggling to adapt to their new circumstances. Senior Ariana Rosenberg, president of the DHS Take a Hike Club, has spent more time with her backyard chickens than other club members this year. The Take a Hike Club took a hiatus for most of last year.
When the pandemic first started, we kind of just stopped doing Take a Hike Club meetings for a while.
Once the new school year started, Take a Hike went online, just like the other outdoor-related club at DHS, the Environmental Club. However, both clubs have succeeded in holding in-person meetings. Take a Hike recently started meeting at places like the farmers market, and the Environmental Club did plant maintenance on school campus on March 1st. Jared Enfris, an involved member of the Environmental Club, thinks some factors of the pandemic may be here to stay.
For communication, Discord might be good though, because that could be a quicker way of giving announcements.
Both Take a Hike and the Environmental Club didn't officially register with the school this year to avoid complicated paperwork. But the Girls Outdoor Adventure Club at Holmes Junior High is taking a break this year. Corey Schneider, a co-advisor for the club, says it is because of safety concerns and some members not being able to access transportation.
I miss it. I miss it a lot. We tried to do it online, and that was very challenging. And we want to make sure that people have equal access.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is AEC Nee reporting.
Even though the effects of the pandemic have not yet disappeared, students have found ways to connect with their surroundings, even if it's just the surroundings of their own home. Emily Pressel has the story.
Senior Emma Hudson teaches her German Shepherd Luna new tricks on the grass of her backyard.
We got my German Shepherd Luna when I was 16 years old. We have trained her to shake hands with people, guard the door, and then do typical things like rolling over on her back and going outside to use the bathroom.
While Hudson trains her dog herself, others are turning to professionals. Nancy Aplanoff is the owner of the company Thinking Dogs, located here in Davis.
Whatever I do, I always try and know a lot about it. So it wasn't enough to just have dogs and train dogs. I really wanted to understand dogs. And once I got into that, then I realized that I was good at teaching people about their dogs.
Steyer gives advice to those who are trying to train their dogs at home.
I use and the one I go for is really trying to be conscious of what is going to motivate the dog. That if you want to be able to get their attention, you have to use what is going to be the most enjoyable, most rewarding, most reinforcing thing for them, whatever that may be. For some dogs, you know, even more fun than going to go see their dog friend would be a squeaky ball that their owner has in their hand that they carry on walks, or a tug toy, or hot dogs, you know, gross freeze-dried dog treats, or salami, anything like that.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Emily reporting.
As cases have gone down in Yolo County in the past couple of months, Davis community members have also found solace in the interaction with nature. Traveling to nearby outdoor locations has become one of the only safe activities to take part in during the pandemic, and consequently has gained recent popularity. Joe McIntyre has the story.
Birds squawk, ducks quack, and dogs play. Visitors to the UC Davis Arboretum have been treated to these sounds for the past 75 years as they walk through the trails lined with vegetation. But recently, frequent trail goers may have noticed a louder hum of people talking and children laughing as the popularity of the Arboretum has increased dramatically since the COVID-19 pandemic began last year. Arboretum Assistant Director Andrew Folks is not surprised that the calming Arboretum has become popular during these hectic times.
People are trying to go to gardens all over the place to reconnect with nature, the more isolated and stuck indoors that they are. And so we've seen huge visitation numbers.
Students especially find the Arboretum a refuge.
If you're younger and you're looking to do something, it's a place you can go and get outside, get some exercise, hang out with your friends, and be physically distanced from each other in a really nice setting.
One of these students, Davis High sophomore Lauren McElvray, thinks of the Arboretum as a nice reminder of the town's commitment to the environment.
I like that it adds a small ecosystem into Davis, and I think it fits really well with our cultural program, and it kind of emphasizes how ecological focus at the school and the town is.
This ecological focus is shown in great display up and down the Arboretum, but especially in the Redwood Grove, where towering redwood trees give a home to countless birds and other animals, while also giving comfort and shade to visitors.
It's nice to take a break and walk through it, and seeing like those giant redwood trees.
For BlueDevilHub.com, this is Joe McIntyre reporting.
The news cycle is produced by the Blue Devil Hub in collaboration with the Davis Enterprise. Katrina Haas and Jihan Moon are the producers. The theme music is by Daniel Ruiz Jimenez. Thank you for listening, take care, and talk soon.